Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Sports Sunday On Demand, a Service Patriots podcast.
Is your heater safe? Why replace it when Service Patriot can restore it? Get their $59 27-point furnace tune-up and safety check, including a free 1-inch filter. They also check your AC for free.
Go to servicepatriots.com.
Fire up the grill, fill up your cup, and get the recliner ready. It's time for Hour 2 of Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe.
Here's Hines on the run back, breaking a tackle, and taking it past midfield, and down the sideline he goes. This is storybook, an opening kickoff return for DeMar Hamlin, and this place is absolutely going wild.
Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company. Explore the flavors of Oregon at Grillworks Supply Company in Beaverton or at grillworkspdx.com.
And here comes Hines again. Oh my goodness! Can he do it twice? Is this for real? Can you believe it? Even a little Deion strut to the end zone. 101 yards.
Football Sunday on 1080.
Do you believe it? No. It's pretty close, Jim. It's pretty close.
What is going on here?
The Fan.
Hour number two, Football Sunday, right here on The Fan. We ain't going nowhere, at least until 9:56, and then we'll leave the studio and go about our respective Sundays. This brought to you by Grillworks Supply Co. They were doing some pizza ovens yesterday out in the parking lot, showing those things off. They're also going to be doing a tailgate party next weekend for the Oregon-Washington game. They're going to have Meat Hustlers Nation out there, so they'll be cooking on their grills. It's going to be an all-day tailgate. They open at 10 a.m., goes till 6. So if you don't have anything to do for the game or you just want to stop on by, the food will be free. The grills will be grilling. And they'll have the game on some TVs. I believe they're going to have them on inside, and then they're going to roll a couple outside under the gazebo. So Grillworks going to have a nice little event out there next week for the Oregon-Washington game. And I'm telling you, the meats will be good.
I'll get the meat sweats.
Meat Hustler Nation, shout out to Joe, the head cook out there, also a Cowboy fan. He knows how to do Texas barbecue, for sure. But what Texas knows how to do is win some baseball games. Houston, of course, Houston won yesterday. The one home team wins their game, and it's the Houston Astros. Oh my God. So they win against the Minnesota Twins. I believe the final on that one was 6-4. I did not watch that game. The one I did watch, though, was my Orioles and the Texas Rangers. And damn Bruce Bochy and Mike Maddox. Mike Maddox, man, Jordan knows this from the hot corner. We've been praising Mike Maddox, the pitching coach for the Rangers, all year long. And
damn
then
right.
What happens? Game one, they hold the Orioles to 2 runs yesterday in their first home playoff game since 2014. That was extremely frustrating to watch as an Orioles fan.
Congratulations.
But yeah, good for Texas. I'm super happy for you.
Congratulations to the Rangers on their quick ascent to this point, because I think they're a bit sooner with all the pitching injuries that they've suffered through the year. Doesn't matter. Nathan Eovaldi stepping up and being their ace is just insane, and held the fort down yesterday. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was very, very annoying that the Orioles lost that game, but granted, it is a, you know, there's a few games to be played left in that series. Gosh, was it Eovaldi? No, it was Andrew Haney started for him.
No, sorry, I was saying I phrased that incorrectly. The Rangers hailed it down yesterday. Yeah, I think Dunning came in and got the win. It was a pretty quick hook for Haney.
He did.
But Eovaldi will be in two or three because they want him, I think, in the closing game for them today, if possible. So
whatever.
Sorry, buddy.
God, I hate sports. Like, why can't Texas just lose and just, like, let us win?
Well, you know, you have another game.
Yes,
and
today.
And here's the cool part, even about the game. And I know it's tougher to fathom just because it was a 3-2 loss. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if you lost 5-2, you'd be angry, but not as angry because a lot of things went wrong, right?
Well, yeah, like the Diamondbacks crushed the Dodgers last night, 11-1.
That's not the game you want to be a part of.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
but really, up until the ninth, you felt like I'm sure you felt like we can do this, because if you look at each inning, the fourth inning is really where things picked up. You know, the Rangers got two. You got
they
one
had
on
like
the board.
Three straight hits that got them up 2-0, and then they hit another home run to make it 3-1 or 3-0 later in the game. But
so it looks like you guys kind of mirrored each other throughout the whole game. The fourth inning is really where things kind of went left for the Orioles. But you were still able to respond. They hit one in the sixth, or you got a run in the sixth. They got a run in the sixth.
Yeah.
So it's like you guys mirrored each other the whole game. If you can figure out a way to, I don't want to say start faster or to get one on the board, because it looks like they're going to be able to hang with you guys for most of this series.
They're just too loaded, man. Josh Jung, new all-star for the Rangers, third baseman for, what is he, like 24, 25?
Whatever.
Outside of Semien and Seager, I'm not saying the Orioles aren't good, but that was the go-ahead homer. And when I saw that yesterday, I was just like, this is insane. They just keep in these moments, man, 2-2 tie. Oh, okay, Texas takes the lead. They're good. They got Chapman, who actually came in and controlled his pitches yesterday through a scoreless inning. And then when that happens, yeah, Texas is pretty easily. They got Will Smith. They got Chapman. They've got a pretty dire group at the end of that bullpen, too.
And then in the National League, I mentioned it already, but the Diamondbacks, woof, 11-2 victory over the Dodgers. They get to Clayton Kershaw right away. He gives up, listen to this stat, first player in MLB history to give up 5 runs in a start before recording a out in MLB postseason history.
His ERA is 162 today for playoff baseball.
Not 1.62, 162.
Exactly.
He also has the biggest biggest ERA differential between between regular season and postseason. Like, his regular season ERA is 2.42.
Mm-hmm.
His postseason ERA is like 4.46 or something.
It is now 4.49 after yesterday. He has a whip of 1.11. He is absolutely god awful in the postseason.
Yeah. Killing.
Yeah, rough day. And then the Phillies, they blank the Braves in Atlanta, the best record in baseball. You know, there's only been one team over the last 25 years that was the one or that had the best record in the MLB and then lost their home opener in the playoffs. That was the 2001 Mariners.
I was going to say, yeah, I believe that was the Mariners.
0-1 Mariners. They lost the Indians in game one, and then the Mets did in 83 as well after having the best record, losing their first game. But plenty of baseball to be played today. We've got just the ALDS matchups, Rangers-Orioles at 107 on FS1, and then Twins-Astros at 503, coincidentally, on FS1. All right, there's your baseball. It's the best time of the year, best month of the year. It's October. This is one of the best months on the sports calendar, this and the month of March. So strap up. It's going to get pretty wild, especially with Blazers basketball here in about a week or so, too.
Let's go.
Tuesday, they got the New Zealand whatevers, I believe, is their first
the Breakers
game.
Or something.
I don't care.
Well, like I said, strap up, buckle up, whatever the hell, get ready for a crazy next few weeks. We're in, what, day 6 of 50 straight days of football or whatever it is. So, Jacksonville up 11-7, fourth quarter here in London.
48.5, the over-under on that game. 48.5.
Of this game we're watching right now?
That current game that you just gave the score to, where 18 points have been scored and we're, what, near halfway through the fourth quarter?
Dear God.
God.
All right, coming up next, let's talk about some early favorites through this first 4 weeks of the NFL. I love breaking up the NFL into these kind of four-week quadrants as we move along the year. So through the first quarter of the season, who do we love so far? Who's for real? Who isn't in the NFL season? We do that next. Football Sunday. Grillworks Supply Co. 1080 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Okay, so we've got about 40 minutes until NFL kickoffs.
I've got a burning fantasy question for you.
Yes.
In about 25 minutes.
Just going to say, if you have any burning fantasy questions, go see a doctor, one. And then I'm sure there's like an ointment or something for that. And then two, text in those burning questions, sit, start, 2-503-864-6FAN. That's the Vancouver Ford text line.
Just don't give me the cream that Barry Bonds used, okay? I don't want the,
oh, yeah.
I don't want the clear and the cream.
Maybe you just need some, boom, tough acting, tin acting.
Or what was the Walt Clyde Frazier, the Just for Men, like, chase away the gray.
Yeah, Just
Rejected.
For Men.
Rejected.
Man, in due time, we'll be needing some tenactin and Just for Men also. Actually, I have grays already coming in. I have plenty of grays, too.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. In the right light, man, it's a nice little shimmer. Nice little pepper in there.
A little extra silver. Well, hey, you're distinguished now, Joe.
Yeah, no, trust me. It's, you know, it makes up for me still behaving like a 15-year-old sometimes. So.
Ooh, see, if you have that white little silver lining around your hair and then you behave like a 15-year-old, that somehow is extra
attractive. I'm essentially 25 at that point.
You're great.
Yeah, I'm playing it right down the middle.
Dude, you're a Tinder stud. Let's go.
Unfortunately not. Let's look at some of these really good teams as far as record goes. By the way, if you don't hear Rashad's voice, bubble guts. He's got the itis. Who knows what he ate last night? It is, we've all been there. I hope he hears this as he's just in the bathroom right now. We have a radio in the bathroom. So.
Oh, yeah. No, he can listen. Rushing back in, hand on his shorts, like, I'm here.
I'm curious. Was it the oxtails? I'm curious. Comes in, he runs into the studio, clicking his heels. He's ready to go. He's a new man, rejuvenated.
Looks like my cat after he used the litter box. Like, it's like they always run around very, very fast.
You good? You got that itis? What is it?
Oh, yeah. No, we're good. I just had to get some water.
That
water.
Clear out feeling.
Yes, water.
Yeah.
Water. We were talking about some of the really good NFL teams. We're going to talk about the good NFL teams.
We're not talking about the Patriots.
Then. No. Okay. I'm just looking at some of the 3-1 teams and the 2-4-0 teams. You got the Eagles and the 49ers. They're both 4-0. And then of the 3-1 teams, you got the Chiefs, Ravens, Bills, Dolphins, Seahawks, Cowboys, Lions, Buccaneers. I feel like one of these teams is not like the other.
Yeah.
And that is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Like, are we smelling what they're stepping in, picking up what they're putting down? I mean, Baker Mayfield, I will defend through this first 4 weeks, has been a dude. He has been good for that team, and they seem to love him. So the locker room chemistry is going great right now. But are we buying them to keep up this level of play throughout the season?
I think we have to, only because they play in such a winnable division, right? So there might be 4 or 5 wins there that they can rack up just playing the other teams in their division, the Falcons and the Panthers and what? No, excuse me, the Colts and whatnot. So Saints. Panthers. Saints, excuse me.
Saints also, Saints who they Panthers beat last week.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think Baker Mayfield is one of those guys. He's a polarizing dude, right? Like, you either love Baker or you absolutely hate him. And I think when you play for the Browns, you play for the Jets, you have to give people kind of some grace, right? Because in most cases, you see Geno Smith right now flourishing playing in Seattle. Different environment, a competent-ish coach in Pete Carroll. That's not typically the case when you go play for the Browns. The Browns have been a lot of things. Stable, haven't been one of them. And so for Baker to be in this situation with a bunch of guys who know how to win and a bunch of receivers that have played with the greatest quarterback of all time.
Mike Evans having a fantastic year.
So
also,
I can tell you, hey, man, this is how I want things. This is how I was comfortable and everything like that. So I think right now the Buccaneers are playing great football. Their defense has really showed up in most instances. And so, yeah, I think we should buy into the Buccaneers. Are they going to be one of those final four, final, you know, six teams, eight teams? I don't know. But for right now, I think they're definitely going to be somebody that's going to be a problem.
A quarterback in Baker Mayfield that has faced a ton of adversity over the last couple of years, essentially the last six games kind of revived his public narrative and doing so well with the Rams. I kind of hope they would sign him, give him a shot. But since Stafford's healthy, they didn't need him. So he moves on. One interesting stat I was listening late last night to some overnight radio, Joe, and his ability to throw the ball has gotten faster. So his release, Baker Mayfield's, as he's gotten older, as he's further progressed into the league, has actually gotten faster. And it's to the point where I believe this guy was saying, like, it's as fast or faster than Tom Brady's release, which that is one of the best ways to be a good quarterback is get rid of the ball quickly. If they can't sack you, then you're never going to get touched. So Baker Mayfield, at least one, I don't like his interception to touchdown ratio so far this year, but one thing that has impressed me, and that apparently, you know, with the really good roster that Tom Brady left on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense, that release time seems like it's getting more, I don't know, it just, you tighten that up as you get older. Sounds like he's coachable, sounds like he still wants to get better. I think that's a guy you want leading your team as a quarterback, right? Like, he doesn't think he knows it all. I thought that was pretty impressive. Getting older, your release time has gotten smaller. That's huge.
Well, how many times have we seen in Cleveland him trying to, like, boot out right, boot out left, and then he just gets absolutely obliterated? It's just like, go back to what made you great at Oklahoma, and it was your accuracy. It was getting the ball in the spots that needed to be, rather than trying to impromptu make something happen, and then you just make things worse for
yourself. Yeah, the NFL is not the place you can start, you know, just improvising.
No.
Like, it's not. It's really not. Unless,
like, hey, I love Caleb Williams, but he cannot, if he thinks that he's going to be able to do that in the NFL all the time, maybe in year 5-6 when he's got it down, but it's like, dude, like, you got to be able to stand in the pocket and make things happen, get that ball out quicker. Yeah, and Baker is doing much better this year. I mean, I don't know if I buy them like these other 3-1 teams. I mean, you're talking about the Cowboys, the Lions, the Dolphins, the Bills, the Ravens.
So who's the best 3-1 team?
The best 3-1 team? Oh, man, I would probably have to say it's the Buffalo Bills. I mean, Kansas City, their offense has, I mean, Mahomes threw some egregious picks last week. That offense looks weird if they're not playing the Bears. The Ravens, they've been kind of up and down. I love them this year, but their offense hasn't lit the world on fire. You could say it's the Dolphins, but the Bills just mopped them up last week. So yeah, you could say it's the Lions because they beat the Chiefs. I'm going to go with the Bills just because they have consistently offensively looked dominant this year as they're losing 18-7 to Jacksonville and London.
Yeah, I think I would go with the Lions. You know, the Lions came out week one against the defending world champions.
Yeah,
and punched them
in the mouth
and beat them, you know. And then they had a letdown week the next week at home, but they lost by 6 to a Seattle team that's not bad. But then after that, SmackDown hotel for both the Falcons and the Packers. And then, you know, today they have the Panthers, which I think most of us think they're going to win that game. You look at how well Jared Goff is playing right now. You know, he's got, what, over 1,000 yards and 6 interceptions already 4 games through the year. I think they're eighth in passing yards right now. So, yeah, I think this Lions team is super, super complete. Offensively, defensively, and they're playing right into what Dan Campbell's been preaching for the past 3 years. We don't quit. We work, all this stuff. And it looks like they finally've it's all come together for the Lions this year. And so them being picked to win their division should be no surprise. I think the Lions are going to go not all the way, but they're going to get damn close.
Yeah, most definitely, man. They this is the year to do it. I mean, the Packers have showed their warts. The Bears just got their first win. They've definitely showed themselves plenty this year. So, and then the Vikings at 1-3, they need a big win against the Chiefs today. But since I took the Chiefs covering, they're not going to do it. Can I rescind my Bills being the best 3-1 team?
Nope. You said it.
I like say that, and then I look at the TV. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. And they're being absolutely shut down by the Jacksonville Jaguars, and Josh Allen can't throw the ball on a 5-yard out route. So fantastic.
So you asked who was the best 3-1 team. Both of you said the Lions. Their Super Bowl odds right now, plus 1,800. Would you throw a bet down on that right now?
Probably.
To win the Super Bowl, plus 1,800.
No, because the idea of the Lions winning the Super Bowl is something my brain, the synapses cannot fire to put that image in my head of like Jared Goff.
But if there was one team that I think everybody collectively would be like,
hell yeah,
good job, I think it would be the Detroit Lions.
It would be the Lions or the Bills, for sure. Those are two teams as the Bills score, again, back to being the best 3-1 team in the league. Yeah, if the Bills or the Lions won Super Bowls, then I think that the NFL collective would be happy for them.
Yeah, I personally wouldn't like the Bills to win for obvious reasons.
Oh, yeah.
However, if they did, I think most of us would be like, all right, good job, Josh Allen.
All right, we've got a half hour left here on The Fan on Football Sunday. Please, please text in your fantasy football starter sit questions for the fantasy scramble at 9:45, right before we kick off. But next, we've got some more NFL football to get into, but we got Jordan Schultz with a SportsCenter update.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Got a little solid slate of football today. I want to pull this up because Warren Sharp, solid football follow on the old Twitter or X or whatever the hell you want to call it. He had a little graphic of today's layout of the schedule, NFL schedule, and it was there we go, perfect. They got it laid out pretty well today. We obviously got the London game finishing up right now, but we have 6 games in the 10 o'clock window, and then we have 4 games in the 1 o'clock window, and then our Sunday night. So I feel like that's a good balance. Give me that 6-4 ratio. I mean, really, I'd love it to be 5-5, but I understand the whole West Coast, how many teams are on the West Coast versus East Coast and what time those games are airing. But also, like East Coast, you can't have a 4 o'clock kick.
Like, I mean, why not? Why?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, we have our 1 o'clock kicks are usually reserved for the West Coast home games. It's like, why can't we have a 4:25 kickoff in Buffalo?
Because then you're getting home at 8:30 on a Sunday night.
That's not our problem.
No, but that's what they're avoiding scheduling in the NFL.
Where, East Coast bias, man.
The NFL is thinking about the
East
fans
Coast
finally.
Bias.
I think the NFL's head office is in New York or something like that, if I'm not mistaken. So.
Well, they should move it and buy the Pac-12 their building.
Aren't all the offices in New York?
Have a headquarters over here.
Isn't the NBA's headquarters in New York as well?
Probably.
I don't know. I feel like they're probably like in Rochester or something, trying to save a few bucks. Like, we don't have to be in
Rochester.
They're in Albany or something. Oh, gosh. Yeah, Jacksonville. Classic football Sunday here. Football on the TV, something happening and diverting my attention.
Yeah.
But what game is there a game today that gets you guys a little excited? I mean, quite honestly, the slate of games is not like there isn't a matchup in the afternoon or anything that gets me excited. I'm obviously excited for tonight. The Cowboys at 49ers. Huge game. It'll be a classic Cowboys move for them to win the game against the 49ers. That doesn't actually matter. You know, lose the first 2 playoff games that you play against them over the last years. But a week 5 game regular season, sure, go ahead and get a win, Dallas. That would make sense.
I would have been excited for the Kansas City-Minnesota game if Minnesota wasn't so terrible this year. Like, they're...
See, I feel like I put Chiefs at to cover that 3.5. But that's weird. Like, Chiefs, I know they're the away team, and they are the Chiefs, so being favored 3.5 at all is, you know, good for any NFL team if you're an away favorite. But just 3.5? Like, are we about to see a shootout in Minnesota? Are we going to see like a 38-33? Do you think Kirkers has that in him today to go toe-to-toe with Mahomes?
I think Kirkers is a tough quarterback.
Tough son bitch.
Yeah, I think Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes, though. And so I don't know.
See, that's why
after that first game of the season, I don't know if they're going to have many more hiccups. And as long as Taylor Swift isn't at the game, then I think they got an opportunity.
Yeah, we do got to move on from that story. It's like I
even
care.
Travis Kelce was like, "Yeah, that's it's overdone. We should move on from that."
He is in the middle of a football season. Like I understand like the start of this, but I do think that Kelce kind of like, "Oh, and by the way,
don't date Beyonce, bro."
I don't know if you heard his dad. He actually said it's not Kelce. Their family name is pronounced Kels. They just never bothered correcting anybody on a podcast or with an interview. So
then
we've been
Kels.
Calling Travis and Jason Kelce Kels. Like I don't know which one I want to call them at this point. But
so,
anyways, I do think that in the middle of a season, he kind of got in over his head, realizing like, dude, I am still working. I got to focus on my job.
So did Taylor go up to him and go, "Hi, hey, I'm the problem. It's me."
I hope so.
It's me.
More than likely.
Hey, I'm the problem. It's me. I pray. I only
You're
pray.
So funny. He had his arm around another blonde girl at his birthday party.
He's
going to
have
boy.
His arm around all the chicks, man. He's Travis Kelce.
Boy. And Taylor Swift was not at his birthday.
Travis Kelce. Oh, do you see that guy in the audience wearing an Oregon sweatshirt at the London game?
I do.
Let's go.
I do.
Not just national brand, international brand, baby. Let's go.
Right underneath the London Jaguars is the Oregon Ducks merchandise.
Yes. Now, one game that is very, very intriguing to me that shouldn't be this intriguing because it concerns some 1-3 teams, Cincinnati at Arizona. That game to me is a must win for Cincinnati. It's
they got some issues.
It's a must look good and be convincing. We just saw what happened to the Cowboys going into Arizona a couple weeks ago. I think someone on this show took the Cowboys to cover that 12.5. Don't remember who exactly. It was a little bit fuzzy of a memory. But the Bengals, I took them last week to cover against the Titans, and they got absolutely demolished by Tennessee. I think what was the final of that game? 27-3 or something? It was disgusting. The Bengals have a lot of issues. Man, I don't know if they're favored today, but after seeing what Arizona did at home against the Cowboys, that defense was pissed off.
The Bengals, you talked about road favorites.
They're road favorites, aren't they?
They are road favorites by 3.
Yeah, I think Arizona, they see that for the second time this year, probably the third time, because my guess is the Giants were favored against them going into their game. But they see that as this is the now third time we have been dogs at home, and now this is against a Cincinnati Bengals team who has looked inept on the offensive side. Okay, let's feast. Like, I would love to see Arizona get the win today, because also it makes that loss against or that Cowboys loss look a little bit better as well. It always comes back full circle to how does this benefit me and my Cowboys, okay?
I feel it. I don't know. I don't think there's any game that I'm particularly excited for. Like you said, the slate of games is like, it's okay. But I think we might be watching the best game of the morning with Jacksonville and Buffalo. Like, that might be the best game of the day. And right now, Jacksonville is about to win the game. Unless...
Oh, my God. What is happening? So, Jacksonville just scored...
Again.
To go up 25-13.
And I don't think it was a Trevor Lawrence TD.
No, it was Travis Etienne.
Come on! That does not help my fantasy team.
And then the Bills just hit a big gainer there to get themselves to the Jaguars 30...
Josh Allen's
32?
A man. Like, Josh Allen is so good. As you said, you watch him, just the he can move like he's doing now, but when he stands in the pocket and just has time to throw...
Oh, my
monster.
Gosh. What a... He's
throw a monster.
And catch. Okay, we need to stop. We probably need to take
it. Do y'all think that this score is because of Buffalo having to travel across the pond and Jacksonville already staying there? I mean, this is one instance. 25-13, almost over. I do think this would be a lot different of a game if it were back here in America.
That 8-hour time difference isn't cool either. Like, so it might take a little bit to adjust. I don't know. I think if you're going out there, you need to be out there for at least a week.
Oh, come
on. Give yourself the opportunity to kind of adjust to the time. Maybe not a week, but three, four days.
Get
like,
yourself some bangers and mash and get out on the
gross.
Field and get a dub.
I don't
gross.
Want London food.
Listen, having been to London and having eaten the food there.
Did you have the English breakfast with beans
oh my
and
God.
Grilled
so,
tomatoes and
no.
mushrooms?
No, so listen. So, yeah, so we were staying in.
Toast.
We did. So one of the hotels we were staying at, which is actually.
I love Bovril.
We ended up finding out it's one of the most haunted places in the world, like after we left. But they had a whole like breakfast buffet and everything, and I got like what
Define
I
fine breakfast,
right? So there was like some eggs, cool, some beans, some and this like black thing. I thought it was like it looked like a burned
blood sausage,
but it looked like a burned like English muffin, right? And so I'm like, okay, I guess I'll get that and everything.
Like took a bite of that joint, burnt black English muffin,
Took a bite of that joint.
Was it the blood sausage?
It was. It was terrible. But that's not even the thing. Like going to like McDonald's or excuse me, I went to Burger King and like I even got a Pizza Hut one night and it was like, oh, this is so gross. Like the meat that they use,
different.
The cheese that they use, different. So it's like they might love it there. And the reason it's so healthy
out
there,
seems to be your problem,
nobody
lad.
Nobody wants to eat that crap because it's gross. Like I had them like, this is so bad. No, thank you.
I'm sorry. We make our patties.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Got a little solid slate of football today. I want to pull this up because Warren Sharp, solid football follow on the old Twitter or X or whatever the hell you want to call it. He had a little graphic of today's layout of the schedule, NFL schedule, and it was there we go, perfect. They got it laid out pretty well today. We obviously got the London game finishing up right now, but we have six games in the 10 o'clock window. And then we have four games in the 1 o'clock window, and then our Sunday night. So I feel like that's a good balance. Give me that 6-4 ratio. I mean, really, I'd love it to be 5-5, but I understand the whole West Coast, how many teams are on the West Coast versus East Coast, and what time those games are airing. But also, like East Coast, you can't have a 4 o'clock kick.
Like, I mean, why not? Why?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, we have our 1 o'clock kicks are usually reserved for the West Coast home games. It's like, why can't we have a 4:25 kickoff in Buffalo?
Because then you're getting home at 8:30 on a Sunday night.
That's not our problem.
No, but that's what they're avoiding scheduling in the NFL.
Where, East Coast where bias, man.
The NFL is thinking about the
East
fans
Coast
finally.
Bias.
I think the NFL's head office is in New York or something like that, if I'm not mistaken. So.
Well, they should move it and buy the Pac-12, their building.
Aren't all the offices in New York?
Have a headquarters over here.
Isn't the NBA's headquarters in New York as well?
Probably.
I don't know. I feel like they're probably like in Rochester or something, trying to save a few bucks. Like, we don't have to be in
Rochester.
They're in Albany or something. Oh, gosh. Yeah, Jacksonville. Classic football Sunday here. Football on the TV, something happening and diverting my attention.
Yeah.
But what game is there a game today that gets you guys a little excited? I mean, quite honestly, the slate of games is not like there isn't a matchup in the afternoon or anything that gets me excited. I'm obviously excited for tonight. The Cowboys at 49ers. Huge game. It'll be a classic Cowboys move for them to win the game against the 49ers. That doesn't actually matter. You know, lose the first two playoff games that you play against them over the last years, but a week 5 game regular season, sure, go ahead and get a win, Dallas. That would make sense.
I would have been excited for the Kansas City Minnesota game if Minnesota wasn't so terrible this year. Like, they're
see, I feel like I'm probably I put Chiefs at to cover that 3.5, but that's weird. Like, Chiefs, I know they're the away team. And they are the Chiefs, so being favored 3.5 at all is, you know, good for any NFL team if you're an away favorite. But just 3.5, like, are we about to see a shootout in Minnesota? Are we going to see, like, a 38-33? Do you think Kirkers has that in him today to go toe-to-toe with Mahomes?
I think Kirkers is a tough quarterback.
Tough son bitch.
Yeah, I think Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes, though. And so I don't know.
See, that's why
after that first game of the season, I don't know if they're going to have many more hiccups. And as long as Taylor Swift isn't at the game, then I think they got an opportunity.
Yeah, we do got to move on from that story. It's like I
even
care.
Travis Kelce was like, "Yeah, that's it's overdone. We should move on from that."
He is in the middle of a football season. Like I understand like the start of this, but I do think that Kelce kind of like
date Beyonce, bro.
I don't know if you heard his dad. He actually said it's not Kelce. Their family name is pronounced Kelce. They just never bothered correcting anybody on a podcast or with an interview. So
then
we've been
Kelce.
Calling Travis and Jason Kelce. Kelce. Like, I don't know which one I want to call them at this point. But anyways, I do think that in the middle of a season, he kind of got in over his head realizing, like, dude, I am still working. I got to focus on my job.
So did Taylor go up to him and go, hi, hey, I'm the problem. It's me.
I hope so.
It's me.
More than likely.
Hey, I'm the problem. It's me.
I pray. I only pray.
So he had his arm around another blonde girl at his birthday party.
He's gonna have his arm around all the chicks, man. He's Travis Kelce.
Boy. And Taylor Swift was not at his birthday.
Travis Kelce. Oh, do you see that guy in the audience wearing an Oregon sweatshirt at the London game?
I do.
Let's go.
I do.
Not just national brand, international brand, baby. Let's go.
Right underneath the London Jaguars is the Oregon Ducks merchandise.
Yes. Now, one game that is very, very intriguing to me that shouldn't be this intriguing because it concerns some 1-3 teams, Cincinnati at Arizona. That game to me is a must win for Cincinnati.
They got some issues.
It's a must look good and be convincing. We just saw what happened to the Cowboys going into Arizona a couple weeks ago. I think someone on this show took the Cowboys to cover that 12.5. Don't remember who exactly. It was a little bit fuzzy of a memory. But the Bengals, I took them last week to cover against the Titans, and they got absolutely demolished by Tennessee. I think, what was the final of that game? 27-3 or something? It was disgusting. The Bengals had a lot of issues. Man, I don't know if they're favored today, but after seeing what Arizona did at home against the Cowboys, that defense was pissed off.
The Bengals, you talked about road favorites.
They're road favorites, aren't they?
Road favorites, yeah. By 3.
Yeah, I think Arizona, they see that for the second time this year, probably the third time, because my guess is the Giants were favored against them going into their game. But they see that as this is the now third time we have been dogs at home, and now this is against a Cincinnati Bengals team who has looked inept on the offensive side. Okay, let's feast. Like, I would love to see Arizona get the win today, because also it makes that loss against or that Cowboys loss look a little bit better as well. It always comes back full circle to how does this benefit me and my Cowboys, okay?
I feel it. I don't know. I don't really think there's any game that I'm particularly excited for. Like you said, the slate of games is like, it's okay. But I think we might be watching the best game of the morning with Jacksonville and Buffalo. Like, that might be the best game of the day. And right now, Jacksonville is about to win the game. Unless,
oh my God, what is happening? So Jacksonville just scored
again
to go up 25-13,
and I don't think it was a Trevor Lawrence TD.
No, it was Travis Etienne.
Come on, that does not help my fantasy team.
And then the Bills just hit a big gainer there to get themselves to the Jaguars 30.
Josh Allen's
32.
Like, Josh Allen is so good. As you said, you watch him, just the. He can move like he's doing now, but when he stands in the pocket and just has time to throw,
oh my gosh, what a throw and catch. Okay, we need to stop. We probably need to take
it. Do y'all think that this score is because of Buffalo having to travel across the pond and Jacksonville already staying there? I mean, this is one instance. 25-13, almost over. I do think this would be a lot different of a game if it were back here in America.
That 8-hour time difference isn't cool either. Like, so it might take a little bit to adjust. I don't know. I think if you're going out there, you need to be out there for at least a week.
Oh, come on.
Give yourself the opportunity to kind of adjust to the time. Maybe not a week, but three, four days.
Get yourself some bangers and mash and get out on the field and get a dub.
I don't want London food.
Listen, having been to London and having eaten the food there.
Did you have the English breakfast with beans and grilled tomatoes and mushrooms?
No. So listen. So we were staying
beans
in.
On toast.
We did. So one of the hotels we were staying at, which is actually.
I love Bovril.
We ended up finding out it's one of the most haunted places in the world, like, after we left. But they had a whole, like, breakfast buffet and everything. And I got, like, what
fine breakfast.
Right? So there was, like, some eggs. Cool. Some beans, some and this like black thing. I thought it was like looked like a burned
blood sausage,
but it looked like a burned like English muffin, right? And so I'm like, okay, I guess I'll get that and everything. Like took a bite of that joint.
A burnt black English muffin. Yo, like,
took a bite of that joint.
Was it the blood sausage?
It was. It was terrible. But that's not even the thing. Like going to like McDonald's, or excuse me, I went to Burger King, and like I even got a Pizza Hut one night, and it was like, oh, this is so gross. Like the meat that they use, different. The cheese that they use, different. So it's like they might love it there, and the reason it's so healthy.
What seems
out there,
to be your problem,
nobody
lad?
Nobody wants to eat that crap because it's gross. Like I had them, like this is so bad. No, thank you.
I'm sorry, we make our patties with blood sausage.
I ate fish and chips every day.
There's a reason NFL teams, if you watch their preparation plans for going to London, they have extensive menus that they provide with detailed instruction to London chefs because there's differences between cultures, of course. But on top of that, they just bring a lot of.
They
their
put
own
butter
food, too.
On sandwiches. That like so, my homestay made us. You know, sandwiches to eat, and I was like, well, how does this taste like? It's like
creamy.
It's like, yeah, it's like, what is this? What like, I mean, this isn't mayo, which I already don't like.
Oh, we put some goat butter on there, lad.
They put, yeah, butter on everything. They said spread, so I was thinking maybe mayonnaise, mayo, mustard. Yeah. Okay, no problem. Spread, no, butter on everything.
Would you like some black pudding?
Instead of
that,
ketchup,
sir?
It was like mayo on fries. Like, oh, this is gross. Like, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, I am quarter something Norwegian. And I've always wanted to go back to the land of my ancestors, but the thing that holds me back is knowing that they constantly get rated as the worst food in the world. So we're talking about the English menu here of the Brits. The Norwegians' food is just as terrible. It's a lot of poached and boiled stuff.
Ugh.
Like haggis. Did you try haggis?
Oh my, so we're in Scotland. And no, I saw a whole haggis like presentation.
Oh,
like
God.
The guy comes out and he's got a kilt and he brings out this dagger and says something and splits the haggis in half.
He pulled what out of his kilt?
Yeah, like this. Pause. He pulls this huge
very
sword
long,
out.
Pointed
splits
thing.
The haggis and it like explodes everywhere. And so I'm sitting right next to this girl named Caitlin, who's like vegan at this point.
And she is probably like convulsing.
Oh, she gets so sick and like covers her mouth. And then my buddy John eats it and was like, not bad. Kind of tastes like Jimmy Dean. And guess what?
This haggis is bloody good.
It tasted like Jimmy Dean. It wasn't half bad.
Okay. I don't know. I mean.
Just saying. Like, it tastes like Jimmy Dean sausage.
Do you know what blood sausage is? Like, why it's called that?
It's
a sausage filled with blood.
Yeah,
it's
no,
cooked or dried and mixed with a filler until it is thick enough to solidify.
Was not
when
good.
Cooled.
I just thought they were burnt English muffins. Like, these are a little burnt, but I'll eat it.
Ugh,
no
look at this. That is a black.
That's what it was.
That
bro.
Is a black sausage right there. Pause.
Yeah, not cool.
Open not for cool. A drop.
All right, let's wrap this show up. I think we did. We get any fantasy starts to hey. Listen, crunch time, I know there are a few of you out there that is like, do I start this bum or this bum? Text it into the Vancouver 4 text line, 503-864-6FAN, Fantasy Scramble, coming up next. Any fantasy questions at all, fantasy football questions, that is, next here on Football Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
Yep, I bought a sound effects machine.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Hey, did you know Vistaprint prints everything a small business needs? Like if a barbershop needs signage, we print outdoor signs, posters, and banners. Or if a ballet school needs merch, we print tote bags, t-shirts, hoodies, hats. Or if a coffee shop needs a total refresh,
latte for Mike?
Vistaprint designs logos and prints it on menus, mugs, paper bags, anything. Because with Vistaprint, the print abilities are endless. Print it all with 25% off for new customers with code NEW25 at Vistaprint.com.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe. Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
All right, wrapping things up here. We have the same person that texted last week about should they start Taysom Hill at quarterback.
Is he still asking about Taysom Hill?
Yeah, I don't know if he's trolling at this point.
I think he's trolling now.
No, this is a legit fantasy question because he is listed as a tight end. However, he also runs the ball and he throws a couple of passes in this game. So
I recall he said he just wants to know because I was like, I was giving him crap last week. I'm like, start him at what? Against who? And he's like, dude, I'm considering starting him at quarterback because my quarterbacks suck.
Well, you can't start him at quarterback. You have to start him at tight end. That's not an option. Unless there's...
In some leagues, does he not have the QB, tight end?
I mean, if that is an option, don't do that because he is only going to throw two passes a game. And if you're putting him at quarterback, that's one of the dumbest decisions I've ever heard.
If you have to play Taysom Hill as a... There's no way that you're in a league that you can't find a scrub, one of the guys that's 20 to 32 in the NFL.
They'll get you way more.
Dear God.
Like, Joshua Dobbs will get you 15 fantasy points as opposed to Taysom Hill, who, yes, I think his high is like 9 fantasy points in my league so far. Other than that, it's been like 2 or 3 all week. So it's just the potential is there. So if you're willing to take a gamble, if it's a 2-flex spot league, I would say start him. If not, I'd say you're taking a gamble.
Rashad, didn't you have a question earlier as far as who to drop?
Yeah, I need a tight end, okay. And I need to pick one up from, the waiver wire. And I was trying to figure out if I should drop either Cortland Sutton or Jerick McKinnon to be able to pick one up. I also have Jerry Jeudy, so I don't need 2 Bronco receivers.
But I said hang on to them both as a handcuff.
And that's what I like both of them more than I like Jerick McKinnon. So
I would say get rid of McKinnon.
I think I'm going to get rid of McKinnon, or I've already gotten rid of McKinnon, good. So I could add... I can't remember who I added as a
things
as
are
a
going
great. Got rid of McKinnon.
I have a tight end, so I'm not going to get 0. So I know that much. That's good.
McKinnon's one of those guys that he has the potential to go off, but on average each week, he's probably not going to get you a couple points.
Delanie Walker is who I got.
Nice. Oh, old man Delanie Walker.
Yeah, so
God, hopefully, he's still playing.
Hopefully this is the day where he comes out and, totally rejuvenates himself and is killing. Fingers crossed. All I doubt it, though.
I got a big question for y'all. Big fantasy question for my lineup. My opponent has DJ Moore on their roster this week, who went absolutely off.
Bonkers last week.
8 receptions, 230 yards, 3 touchdowns. Yikes. 47 points against me. Should I even care? Should I try? Should I just put this week to bed and say I'm going to lose and save my mental health? Or is there a chance in your guys' opinion? Because I'm not sure I even have a shot.
Well, one, Rashad, can you double check that you picked up Delanie Walker? Because his football reference page says he hasn't played a snap since 2019. So I just want to make sure.
I don't know. Like, hold on. That's a good question.
I was like, damn, what a resurgence for Delanie Walker, 39-year-old.
Jimmy Graham-like comeback.
I'm sorry. You're saying just chalk up the L this week?
Is that what I should do? Because, DJ Moore dropped the first. It was Thursday night, the first player to score for
his team. 40 points or something like
That's like half of a normal score, right? You're usually trying to get like 100 points. He scored 47 with one player. I think I'm toast.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think this is one of those weeks. Because as soon as you have another player on his team doing this, not so much that, but, 20, 25 points.
Which Josh Allen has already done. So
this might be an L for you.
Damn, I was undefeated. Probably. I was undefeated in my league.
Hey, the Dolphins only did it once, all right?
But the structure... I needed to avoid losing one for as long as possible because I was in the division with the other undefeated person in our league. So when I lose, I'm gonna get chalked down like 2 extra spots. So I'm gonna go all down to the mediocre teams instead of staying near the top. It sucks.
And it looks like the Buffalo Bills are gonna drop in the standings. And the Jacksonville Jaguars are gonna go up in the standings, and they will now have the same record as Trevor Lawrence takes a knee. The Jacksonville Jaguars, the London Jaguars today, they get the win 25-20 as the clock strikes 0.
Have you all ever lost a fantasy game on a quarterback knee? Because you get minus 2 yards every time. And
God.
You get screwed over at the end of a game.
If I have, I hope I don't. I clearly don't realize, and I'm glad. I am at ignorance is bliss. All right. If sounds I can like live it. My life knowing that I had not lost a fantasy game on a quarterback knee, then I'm going to keep living my life that way.
And I picked up Darren Walker. Excuse me.
Darren Waller.
Darren Waller.
You're just making up players at this point.
Waller.
That Darren Walker guy. Darren Waller is good.
We'll pray for you on that because, I mean,
it's better than zero.
Yeah.
It's better than zero.
At least you got a warm body in there. That's what I'm tight saying.
I'll take 2 points instead of zero.
Hey, start Taysom Hill. Give it a shot.
Right? He's gone. He's not available.
Somebody has it.
Somebody has Taysom Hill. Somebody was smart enough or dumb enough to take Taysom Hill.
All right. One of the two. 4 minutes till NFL Sunday kicks off. Well, it's already kicked off with the London game, but we get our first slate of 10 a.m. games here very soon. And I hope you all enjoy your Sunday. Jordan, enjoy your Sunday.
Appreciate you guys. Love y'all.
Rashad,
love
enjoy
you,
your Sunday.
My guy, appreciate it.
And hopefully my golf game goes a little bit better than yesterday. The short game and the putting was nice. Just off the tee and the irons, a lot of meat left on that bone there. So we'll see how I do out at Merriweather. I know you all be concerned. But I am concerned that you guys have a great Sunday out there. I hope it's the best one yet. We'll catch you, not next week, the week after. We are off next week. Have a good Sunday, everyone. Peace.
Yep, I bought a sound effects machine.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Affiliates excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Hey, did you know Vistaprint prints everything a small business needs? Like if a barbershop needs signage, we print outdoor signs, posters, and banners. Or if a ballet school needs merch, we print tote bags, t-shirts, hoodies, hats. Or if a coffee shop needs a total refresh, Vistaprint designs logos and prints it on menus, mugs, paper bags, anything. Because with Vistaprint, the printabilities are endless. Print it all with 25% off for new customers with code NEW25 at Vistaprint.com.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
All right, wrapping things up here. We have the same person that texted last week about should they start Taysom Hill at quarterback.
Is he still asking about Taysom Hill?
Yeah, I don't know if he's trolling at this point.
I think he's trolling now.
No, this is a legit fantasy question because he is listed as a tight end. However, he also runs the ball, and he throws a couple of passes in this game. So
I recall he said he just wants to know because I was like, I was giving him crap last week. I'm like, start him at what? Against two? And he's like, dude, I'm considering starting him at quarterback because my quarterbacks suck.
Well, you can't start him at quarterback. You have to start him at tight end. That's not an option. Unless there's...
In some leagues, does he not have the QB, tight end?
I mean, if that is an option, don't do that because he is only going to throw two passes a game. And if you're putting him at quarterback, that's one of the dumbest decisions I've ever heard.
If you have to play Taysom Hill as a... There's no way that you're in a league that you can't find a scrub, one of the guys that's 20 to 32 in the NFL.
They'll get you way more.
Dear God.
Like Joshua Dobbs will get you 15 fantasy points as opposed to Taysom Hill, who, yes, I think his high is like 9 fantasy points in my league so far. Other than that, it's been like 2 or 3 all week. So it's just the potential is there. So if you're willing to take a gamble, if it's a 2-flex spot league, I would say start him. If not, I'd say you're taking a gamble.
Rashad. Didn't you have a question earlier as far as who to drop?
Yeah, I need a tight end, okay. And I need to pick one up from, the waiver wire. And I was trying to figure out if I should drop either Cortland Sutton or Jerick McKinnon to be able to pick one up. I also have Jerry Jeudy, so I don't need 2 Bronco receivers.
But I said hang on to them both as a handcuff.
And that's but I like both of them more than I like Jerick McKinnon, so...
I would say get rid of McKinnon.
I think I'm going to get rid of McKinnon, or I've already gotten rid of McKinnon, good. So I could add... I can't remember who I added as a...
Things
as
are
a
going
great. Got rid of McKinnon.
I have a tight end, so I'm not going to get 0, so I know that much. That's good.
McKinnon's one of those guys that he has the potential to go off, but on average each week, he's probably not going to get you a couple points.
Delanie Walker is who I got.
Nice. Oh, old man Delanie Walker?
Yeah, so
God,
hopefully...
He's still playing?
Hopefully this is the day where he comes out and, totally... rejuvenates himself and is killing. Fingers crossed. All right. Doubt it, though.
I got a big question for y'all. Big fantasy question for my lineup. My opponent has DJ Moore on their roster this week, who went absolutely off.
Bonkers last week.
8 receptions, 230 yards, 3 touchdowns. Yikes. 47 points against me. Should I even care? Should I try? Should I just put this week to bed and say I'm going to lose and save my mental health? Or is there a chance in your guys' opinion? Because I'm not sure I even have a shot.
Well, one, Rashad, can you double check that you picked up Delanie Walker? Because his football reference page says he hasn't played a snap since 2019. So I just want to make sure.
I don't know. Like, hold on. That's a good question.
I was like, damn, what a resurgence for Delanie Walker, 39-year-old.
Jimmy Graham-like comeback.
I'm sorry. You're saying just chalk up the L this week?
Is that what I should do? Because, yeah, DJ Moore dropped. It was Thursday night, the first player to score
for his team. 40 points or something like
That's like half of a normal score, right? You're usually trying to get like 100 points. He scored 47 with one player. I think I'm toast.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think this is one of those weeks. Because as soon as you have another player on his team doing this, like, not so much that, but, I mean, 20, 25 points.
Which Josh Allen has already done. So
this might be an L for you.
Damn, I was undefeated. Probably. I was undefeated in my league.
Hey, the Dolphins only did it once, all right?
But the structure... I needed to avoid losing one for as long as possible because I was in the division with the other undefeated person in our league. So when I lose, I'm gonna get chalked down like two extra spots. So I'm gonna go all down to the mediocre teams instead of staying near the top. It sucks.
And it looks like the Buffalo Bills are gonna drop in the standings. And the Jacksonville Jaguars are gonna go up in the standings, and they will now have the same record as Trevor Lawrence takes a knee. The Jacksonville Jaguars, the London Jaguars today, they get the win 25-20 as the clock strikes zero.
Have you all ever lost a fantasy game on a quarterback knee? Because you get minus 2 yards every time. And
God.
You get screwed over at the end of a game.
If I have, I hope I don't. I clearly don't realize, and I'm glad. I am at ignorance is bliss. All right. If Sounds I can like live it. My life knowing that I had not lost a fantasy game on a quarterback knee, then I'm going to keep living my life that way.
And I picked up Darren Walker. Excuse me.
Darren Waller.
Darren Waller.
You're just making up players at this point.
Waller.
That Darren Waller guy. Darren Waller is good.
We'll pray for you on that because, I mean,
it's
been
better than zero.
Yeah.
It's better than zero.
At least you got a warm body in there.
That's what I'm saying. I'll take 2 points instead of zero.
Hey, start Taysom Hill. Give it a shot.
Right? He's gone. He's not available.
Somebody has it.
Somebody has Taysom Hill. Somebody was smart enough or dumb enough to take Taysom Hill.
All right. One of the two. 4 minutes till NFL Sunday kicks off. Well, it's already kicked off with the London game, but we get our first slate of 10 a.m. games here very soon. And I hope you all enjoy your Sunday. Jordan, enjoy your Sunday.
Appreciate you guys. Love y'all.
Rashad,
enjoy your
Sunday.
My guy, appreciate it.
And hopefully my golf game goes a little bit better than yesterday. The short game and the putting was nice. Just off the tee and the irons, a lot of meat left on that bone there. So we'll see how I do out at Merriweather. I know y'all be concerned. But I am concerned that you guys have a great Sunday out there. I hope it's the best one yet. We'll catch you not next week, the week after. We are off next week. Have a good Sunday, everyone. Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.